What would happen if you were to give a posse of young rock and rollers a sizable wad of cash into its collective fist? Well, you don't have to guess at this one, because we know exactly what the record label and collective Popical Island would do. They've used their money from a substantial arts bursary to set up a rehearsal space / performance venue in Stony Batter, all the better to preach their message of... Well, that bit is still to be decided, but the Popical Island venue is open for business, so Gareth Stack sailed upstream to meet the rock and roll kids.
Knock, knock, open wide, see what's on the other side. Knock, knock, any more. Come with me through the magic door. It is a dragon's den of musical equipment. Who rehearses here?
Groom,
Squarehead, me and my dog, Bouts. Most exciting bands in the world. My name is Bobby Ahern and I play in a band called No Monster Club.
My name is Rowan Van Vliet and I play the drums in some bands on Popical Island.
My name is Padraig Cooney and I play the singing in Landlovers and Skellacrats.
Popical Island is a collective based in Dublin, made up out of many bands and men and women who help each other to release music and put on gigs and do other kind of fun stuff.
Our latest venture has been to launch our own venue, which you can hear music coming from at the moment. And that's at the Pop Inn here in Little Britain Street in Dublin.
It's a place for us and our friends to rehearse during the week, and then on Fridays and Saturdays there may or may not be a concert on. The bands who release using the name Popical Island would definitely have a shared identity and shared members in some cases, and probably similar inspirations and so on and so forth.
There is a lot of musical crossover, and you'll find generally if you look at the credits for one of our albums, there'll probably be someone from other bands involved in some lit way, whether it's artwork or, you know, mixing and producing or guesting or generally helping out. So we do a lot of stuff on a musical side of things actually together.
And
we won a grant. No, we were picked.
We had some music industry
luminaries to receive a few quid, which helped us to do this.
I'd say probably half of the money that we got went into soundproofing. You know, if I'm in here and I'm coming up with new material, write new songs, I don't want people standing outside listening, getting advanced previews, recording on their phones, putting it online. I don't want that. So, and then what will happen then is I'll release the thing and there'll be no excitement about it. Everyone would already have heard it. It'll be up on some young gangster's SoundCloud, and then I'll be trying to sell my songs to Yoplait and all. And the lads at Yoplait would say, we've heard that song, we don't want it.
I remember 62, I was 16 and so were you, and we lived next door.
Rock and Roll Kids is a song beloved to lots of people across Ireland, myself included, and I decided to do a spunky, punky cover of it because it had been 20 years since it won the Eurovision in May. So we did a 20th anniversary special edition cover. Some people said it was crap, some people used that word, crap, but Paul Harrington, who performed on the original Eurovision winning version, he texted in to say he liked it, and therefore, we win. I have a book coming out in October with New Island Books. At some point, I guess I started reading up about Dublin folklore and things like that. And Bang Bang, I know, was mentioned in a couple of books that I read. He was a man in the 50s and 60s who went around town with a huge key, which it was apparently the key to a church door, although according to Bang Bang, it came all the way from Hitler himself. So he went around town with this key, aimed at people he passed on the street, and he said, bang, bang, they'd fall to the ground. They'd all play along with him because he was such a beloved character. This fellow, he sounded so strange, and then I started hearing about other people of his ilk, and I realized that this would be an extremely interesting book to read. So I went to a few bookshops and went to the library and looked online to try and find a book about Dublin's street characters, realised that no such thing existed, and then I realised, uh-oh, I'm going to have to write this myself. It's called Do You Remember Your Man? A Memory of Dublin's Famous Characters, and it is basically an A to Z guide to around 100 of Dublin's famous characters from throughout the years. So you may have heard of Bang Bang or 40 Coats or Zosimus or any number of bizarre fellows and ladies too. And I compiled all their strange tales and all their weird quirks into this book. Ruben's complaining that it's too hot, but this is the weather that we all strive for. There ain't nothing better than a bit of nice wet on. So as you walk down the corridor between the two restaurants, modest corridor. On the right-hand side, there's like tons of posters of all the different gigs that bands have been involved in here. Landlover Squarehead in the last days of 1984. 30th of September, Crawdaddy. Remember Crawdaddy? Long time ago. Tyrannosaur, Groom, Landlovers, Grand Pocket Orchestra, Walpurgis Family, Beep on Vinyl, School Tour, Stanley Brinks, Lions, Cave Ghost Opal, Patrick Kelleher. Basically, if you like any of these bands, you'll probably be into a whole lot of the other ones. You'll probably come along, there'll be a lot of other bands you probably didn't even know you liked.
It's golden age.
The fact that we have our own little venue here means that the laziness is fantastic. We can literally book a gig for here, and then on the day, just like bring our stuff down the stairs. Don't have to get into a taxi, don't have to bring it across town, don't have to bring it through a crowded venue upstairs. Then afterwards, you don't have to bring it through the smoking area when everyone's down there. It's a great setup for the likes of us.
Gareth Stack there, reporting from Popical Island. And speaking of madcap collectives, you may remember a few weeks back we featured the improv comedy troupe The Cardinals. Way back then we were thinking, wouldn't it be great to record them in action, and wouldn't it be even better to do that binaurally? And then what about we put that on SoundCloud for everyone to download and enjoy on their headphones? So to celebrate The Cardinals' new residency at the Workman's Club in Dublin, where they are on Wednesdays these days, that's tonight, we've done just that. So just search for Culturefile Cardinals on SoundCloud to grab your binaural copy.